Morning Show, and this is Freak Show Friday. If you want to get on, you can call us at 833-563-2539. You can also direct message us, slide into our DMs. That's all you got to do. It's Radio Now AM Show. This morning, who are we talking to for Freak Show Friday? Well, it's no other than Anthony. Hey, Anthony, thanks for coming on this morning.
Well, hey there, guys.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good, good. So why are you calling in for Freak Show Friday, Anthony?
Well, I'm calling in because there's something in my house that's going on, and it's just really very freaky.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Very, very freaky. You see, I'm a YouTuber. I'm one of those YouTuber-type people.
Oh.
You know, like the many millennials out there with one of those thriving YouTube channels.
Yeah, okay.
Make that money, Anthony. That's where it's at, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and,
how many videos do you have?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Do you have a lot of videos?
Well, no. What it is, I make claymation videos, you know, where you make and create the clay figures, and then you take thousands of shots, moving them a little, and,
yeah,
you know, with each one, you create an entire video or scene.
Yeah, like Gumby, man. Gumby was the stuff when I was a kid.
Exactly. Yeah, kind of like that. But I'm like your question. No, I haven't actually posted a video yet because it just really takes, you know, months to years to actually create a full video.
Wow.
But, okay. But I am proud to say that I do make all my clay figures myself. I mean, you know, they really mean a lot to me. And
wow.
I really put a lot of time and detail into them.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And right now I have like 72. And it's quite a bit. I know I've been really kind of adding them up. And I call them my little claymates.
All right. That would work for you or for Clay Aiken, but claymates will work. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of a cool name, and what I do is I paint every single one, and I'll paint a new outfit on each claymate, you know, about probably, I'd say like once a week, and if there's a brand new movie out on Netflix or Redbox, and I'll even paint evening gowns and tuxedos on them.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'll wear a tux myself. Does that sound kind of cool? Yeah.
It sounds like something for sure, Anthony.
I mean, you know these dolls and figures aren't actually alive, Anthony. It almost sounds like you think they're like kind of your like gang, your friends,
your squad.
No, but see, that's the thing that's freaky. That's kind of why I'm really calling. You know how, you know, when you have a dog or a pet, I'm not sure, you know, everyone has a pet. At first they can't really understand you, but you know how over time they can comprehend what you're saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
My wife does that with our dogs, Benny and Paddington. I don't know if they really understand.
No, they do. I kind of have a dog, and he totally understands what I'm saying when I talk.
Yeah,
to him.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of, you know, it's, you know, because like, you know how they can kind of tell if you're sad or angry.
Yeah,
they definitely can do that. Yeah, but that's exactly what's happening to the claymates.
Okay, wait.
No,
like your dolls. I'm not your
really.
Dolls, your claymation doll things.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie. I swear. I mean, really, I know it's not normal either, but I promise this is actually really what's happening. And I really think it's kind of great because we just really have a fun time together. I mean, we do all kinds of stuff in my place. There's really, truly never a dull moment.
So, like, what's the fun stuff you do? Obviously, you got the Netflix and the Hulu and the Redbox. I mean, is that pretty much the fun stuff? I mean, interesting.
No, I mean, I guess you could just say it's so cool and fun because it's kind of like a miniature city. I mean, like, there's actually, you know, I would say there's a 73-person population just in my house.
Yeah, like a little sign when you walk in the door to Anthony's place.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Anthony, how much time are you spending around those paint fumes, man?
Well,
like,
I'd say quite a bit of time, you know, to change all their outfits and stuff. But that's not the point of why I called in.
Okay, that's really not even the point.
I'm really kind of upset.
Okay, you're upset now.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm kind of in a bit of a predicament, and I don't really know what to do. I'm just really, really upset here. One of my claymates, Jared, he's starting to flirt and like claybait Annabella. And I'm just really frustrated about this because, I mean, he knows how I feel about Annabella.
Oh, wait. We don't know.
Wait.
So you're saying, Anthony, that you have one of your claymates is named Annabella and you have a thing for her?
Yeah, and he knows that, too, because I've been telling him for months now that I have a crush on her.
Wait.
And I like her,
You're talking about Annabella is not just like a person who films these claymation videos with you, is it? Or is who is it?
It's more than that. I've had a crush on her for a while now, and I really like her, and we've been flirting too for a while now. But I'm just scared with Jerry now in the picture. She's going to like him more because he's way more handsome than me.
All right, hold on.
And it's just really upsetting.
I'm sorry if I'm confusing anybody or myself. Is Annabella a breathing live person, or is this one of your claymations?
Well, it's more than a claymation. I don't know. I'm kind of confused.
Anthony, is it a human being? Is it a person with an actual heart that has blood, or is it a piece of clay?
I'm not sure. That's what's confusing me. I thought it was a claymation, but it's becoming more than that. And I'm upset because she's going to like Jared more than me because he's more handsome than me. I don't know what to do.
Oh, Anthony, I don't mean to laugh because you sound really upset, but...
I am upset.
Bro.
I don't know what to do because Annabella, we have something going on, and I just don't... Now that Jared's in the picture, that's why I'm calling. I just don't know what to do.
Gosh, I wish I could offer some advice this morning, Anthony. I don't know what to do.
I can offer some advice.
What would your advice be, Liv?
Anthony, you need to get the hell away from those paint fumes for like maybe a couple of months, man, okay? You just need to put the cap on those paints.
It's not the paint fumes. I need some help here because I'm upset because Annabella isn't going to like me anymore.
All right.
Aww.
Thank you, Anthony. Wow. No calls needed for that one. That was Anthony for Freak Show Friday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.